Our halftime guest for this evening's program is Tom Dunnigan, Director of Institutional Studies at Cal Poly. Tom, we're very pleased to have you visit with us this evening.
Glad to be here, Don.
Tom, I know many of our listeners are not as well acquainted with the student body at Cal Poly as far as numbers and statistics are concerned as you and I are. Perhaps they'd like to know a little bit about the enrollment at Cal Poly and maybe what some of the subjects are that the students are studying.
Well, we could say that this fall we have somewhat over 8,300 students, which is about 575 more than last fall. As far as the instructional schools, the largest enrollment is in applied arts, followed by engineering, agriculture, and applied sciences.
I know here I see some figures, Tom, that say that 2,700 students about are in the applied arts, another 2,500 in engineering.
That's right.
1,700 in agriculture and 1,500 in applied sciences. These are, of course, approximations, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, I hope that adds to about 8,300.
Tom, about how many of, or let's say it this way, which of our individual instructional departments at Cal Poly are among the largest?
Well, the largest of all is architecture and architectural engineering, which has over 900 students this fall. The second is home economics with over 650. Third is business administration with over 600. Fourth is social sciences, almost 600. Number five in size is electronic engineering with 509. And sixth is animal husbandry, over 400 students.
Well, Tom, I know that among the things that many people think of when they think of Cal Poly are a lot of men students. This isn't the case anymore. Which of our programs are the women most involved in? And let's start with a more basic thing than that. About how many women students are there at Cal Poly?
Well, there are about 2,400 women students this fall. However, there are almost 6,000 men, so it turns out to be a ratio of about 2.5 men per woman student.
I assume then, Tom, that that most of the women students there in school are perhaps in home economics and social sciences, English, and education.
Well, they are in a lot of different departments. The largest number is in home economics, but there are large numbers in social sciences, English, education, biological sciences, and animal husbandry.
Well, Tom, I know that I've been quite interested and talked many times in explaining to visitors to campus that there are such considerably more full-time students at Cal Poly in proportion to those at other colleges. About what is the relationship of full-time students to part-time students?
Well, Don, it's true. I think Cal Poly has more full-time students, a higher proportion of full-time students than any of the other state colleges. Something over 90% would be taking 12 or more units. You can put it somewhat differently. One measure is regular and limited students. Limited taking six or less units, that would be only about 5% of the students.
So there is definitely a larger percentage of full-time students.
Almost all full-time students.
Good. I know that one of the things that surprised me, Tom, when I first moved to San Luis Obispo and to Cal Poly was the broad region that the students from Cal Poly at Cal Poly come from. In other words, most of them come throughout the entire state, don't they?
Yes, when we say statewide, it's true. There are students from almost all California counties. There might be one exception. Students from almost all of the 50 states, and also surprising are students from more than 60 different foreign countries.
I noticed, I think, in a list that I looked at this morning, Tom, that all but one county are represented in our student body this year.
I think so. There used to be one county that that did not have any high schools, which is hard to get students from.
But Tom, What percentage of the students are from San Luis Obispo County? Do you know that offhand?
It used to be only about 10%, but I think it's gone up to the neighborhood of 14% now.
Well, that's...
And I could round off the other figures. About 90% of the students are from California, and 4% from other states, 5 or 6% from foreign countries.
Tom, I think that's a real good place for us to end our visit for this evening. I hope that we'll have an opportunity to visit again in the future.
All right, Don. Thanks a lot.
Our guest this evening has been Tom Dunnigan, Director of Institutional Studies at Cal Poly.